Hey there, welcome to What's the Truth? My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today I'm going to be talking about how to get the Word of God from your head to your heart.
You are listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a wife, author, speaker, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Each week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live.
Before we get started, I wanted to talk about two things. First, I want you to come and message me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. Send me a message because I want to hear from you. I want to know if you wrestle with this topic. You know God, but it's hard to live it out. Or you know the Word of God, knowledge, but you have a hard time experiencing His love. Or maybe you just have a hard time building connections or learning to renew your mind. I want you to send me a message and let me know the part that you want to hear more on. Is it renewing your mind, building connections, or just the idea that you struggle with this as well? Again, find me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. And the second thing before we get started is I've been switching up the show notes. So now instead of having to dig around and go to the website and find them, you will be able to sign up now and get the show notes directly emailed to you. I know I took a poll on Instagram and I said, hey, would you rather have it on the website or just emailed to you? And email definitely won and that they would love to have the show notes. So if you head to the link below, it will take you to the option to be able to sign up and get the podcast newsletter of all the show notes, questions I ask you often in the podcast so that you're able to download and print them up. Okay, let's go ahead and get on to today's topic. I think that I lived the first half of my Christian life trying to just check things off of a list. I spent my time proving through my actions and trying to receive through my actions. Therefore, I would go to church, I would tithe somewhat, I would read my Bible, but a lot of it just felt like it was things that I had to do, not things that I wanted to do. And it was kind of like a parent and a child, and I was waiting for the well done to be said, you know, hey, good job. You went to church today, or hey, you read your Bible all week, or hey, you did this. And there was no real authentic connection. So I would say for the first 3 or 4 years, it was just really rough discovery and trying to figure out like, what does a relationship even look like? And how do I move from this? I started to understand and know things about God. But if I look back and look at the fruit of my life, I can definitely see that the Word of God never really went to my heart. I was still living with my boyfriend. I was still living in a ton of hatred, a pile of pain, and a really resentful, bitter kind of person. But hey, I was going to church and I was somewhat tithing and I was reading my Bible, but it didn't penetrate my heart. And that is the current passion that I have now, is bridging the gap from what's in your head to what's in your heart. And I can't possibly answer all of that in one short episode. But this was something that kind of came up in a current one-to-one client that I've been working with lately. And she came to me about food. She came to me about fitness and she said, listen, Jess, I know God's word. And she could even quote scriptures to me about her body and about idols and about love. But she said, I can't seem to get it to connect to my heart in this area. So she came to me about food and fitness and body image and the things that she was struggling with. But what we quickly discovered and realized was that it wasn't about the food. We had spent our first 5 weeks together talking about roots, talking about pain, talking about the things that her mom used to say to her. And we never talked about food or fitness at all. And in our 6 week together, she just mentioned briefly that she had lost some weight. And I just kept hearing that repeated phrase in our first session together. I know God's word, but why can't I do this? After spending the 6 weeks together, the first couple were this process of me walking her through very important steps and realization of things that she was still carrying. And to be able to see her now in the 6 week and how much lighter, and she's smiling, and she's recognizing things in conversations, and she's not pulling away, she's not building her wall anymore, brought me to these two things that I want you to know. We cannot continue to use scripture as a band-aid. We cannot keep saying, I'm fine, like Ross and Friends, right? Does anybody know that reference? Okay. We keep saying, we're fine, we're fine, we're fine. God is good all the time. God is good. And we try to kind of shove down our pain and we put like a really cute scripture on top of it. But the scripture never really penetrates to our heart because we think it's the Christian checklist thing to do is to always be happy. He calls us to joy, which is non-circumstantial, but is happy and this kind of like, well, I'm not sad. Sadness can lead us to wholeness. And the parts of our flesh that rise up is an area that we can go, oh, okay, this is where God can do a good work. So we can't use scripture as a band-aid. It's the ointment for the wound. The second thing I want you to know is that symptoms can't be fixed through actions alone. So that means that it's not about the more that you do. Because when we misdiagnose, we mistreat. And when I was working with this one-on-one client, she was doing the right things, right? She was maybe working out and she was focusing on the foods that she was eating, but the connection was lost in her soul. It was in her thought patterns. It was in the things that she kept bringing up, but she didn't realize that she was living the stories of her past in her present. My client knows the word. She loves Jesus, but the wall she built around her heart was a fortress. Maybe you can relate to her because I know that I can. When I talk about the fortress, I'm talking about, you know, this castle with the water around it so nobody can get in, nobody can get out, and I never let down my bridge to cross over into my life. So here's what I want you to know. You're not crazy. You're not crazy if you feel like one side comes easier than the next, meaning word of God versus it penetrating your heart. You're not a broken down car on the side of the road. You're a well-oiled machine needing just a little grease to get things running smoother with a little bit of maybe waxing. God is both relational as much as he is doctrine. He is not either or like the world is. He's not exchanging one for the other. God is both and. You can carry sadness or grief and joy at the same time because it matters where our focus is. If I carry sadness the way the world carries sadness, it will lead me to despair. It can lead me to have anxious thoughts or feelings of even more sadness moving into a different type of maybe even depression, depending on my focus. Jesus had a relationship with his disciples. He was teaching, he was leading, he was building connection through conversation, and he was breaking bread together. A beautiful, humble display of relationship is when Jesus washes his disciples' feet. He says, this is the way of humility. This I am teaching you. And so John 13, 12 through 17 says, when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. God is love. He reveals himself to those who love him. So I guess my question is love logic and reason, or is it relational connection, nonverbal? It's both and. It's logic and reason, and it's connection and relational. It's not one or the other. It's both and. Our bodies and our brains are made up of the same way. Our brain, one side of our brain is more relational side. So it's personal relationship with Jesus, along with community that we have. It's emotions, it's identity. So that means emotional skills, relational skills. It's everything that we experience nonverbally. It's the unconscious part of information coming in that is filtered. It's connection. And then we have the other side of our brain where it's more doctrine and logic based, and it has reasoning. It's the conscious side of us along with the verbal side of us. It's strategies. So this is where we need to bridge the gap, right? We need to be able to connect both of them together. Are you more emotionally based or are you more logically doctrine based? Now, when I mean feelings and emotions, I'm not talking that how you feel is what you are. I am not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about we have emotions and feelings. We can't just ask God and tell him to take them away because we have fleshly emotions and then we have the spirit-led emotions. So if you find yourself more emotionally based, then we need probably more doctrine so that they can both beautifully weave together so that we can speak truth in love. Are you more logically doctrine-based? Then that's where things like empathy, compassion might be really hard for you. Knowing which side you tend to bend, neither one is wrong nor right. A lot of it is way God created us, but he created us for both and. And so that means that there are areas that we will be working on more than the others. Do you find yourself being close to God, but struggle with connection and relationship with people? Why is there a disconnect there? Because I truly believe, right, God is the head and everything from that filters. So if we're reading the word of God, how is that impacting our relationships? How is that impacting how we communicate, how we show up? How is that impacting the pain, the unforgiveness, the resentfulness, the hatred that we may carry? It should be impacting those areas of our hearts, which impact our relationship with others. The more we focus on one and neglect the other, we miss the fullness of who Jesus was. He only did what he saw his Father doing, and he loved the people around him while speaking the truth. He sat with people who other people wouldn't waste their time with. He constantly fought for the ones who felt isolated and cast out from society. He met with the woman at the well, all of which are relational, love, and truth, both and. So here's a few more questions for you. Do you avoid connection with people because it feels hard, or do you struggle to open your Bible because you don't know where to start? We are teaching people about the Word of God, but missing how to teach them to experience joy, heal, and build connection. Or we are teaching them to feel everything and watering down the gospel and watering down the truth to accommodate what they feel. Like I said, it's impossible to touch on everything dealing with connection from knowing how to get God's word from your head to your heart. However, I wanted to start with this. What area needs attention? As we read the word, it should begin to change and transform us. If not, why? Which area needs healing? What parts of your life or your relationships need boundaries? Because that is still love. What areas need forgiveness or to process through that hatred? Because again, the word of God should be penetrating our heart. If it's not changing how we view the world and the lens that we see things and see people, we have to begin to ask ourselves a simple question. Why? Why is this not going to my heart? When I was working with the one-on-one client, it was why, but it was also the root, because the root determines the fruit. We need both and. We need to learn how to communicate and connect and talk with people, which I feel like is such an ancient thing right now, because for most of 2020, we lived through our phones. And now that we are in person and talking and meeting, it's almost like we've lost the ability to connect and to communicate face to face and something other than through a screen. Go back through and ask yourself those questions. Are you emotionally based? Are you doctrinally based? Are we teaching more about the Word of God, but misteaching them how to experience joy, heal, and build connection? Are we teaching them to feel everything and watering down the gospel to accommodate what they feel? What area do you need to focus on and work on the most? Again, certain things will come easy and some things not so much. And I've known people that are very doctrine, heavy base, logic, reason, but severely lack empathy, connection, compassion. And I've seen people that are super feelers, but lack the gospel and the truth and what the Word of God says. Both are needed to really fully experience the fullness of God and that relationship connection. With all of that being said, I'd love for you to come over, meet me on Instagram. I would love to just hear from you. It's so weird because I'm just sitting here talking into a microphone. So I wouldn't get to know you. Come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. I want you to send me a message and I want to hear if you wrestle with this topic. You know, do you wrestle with building connection? Do you wrestle with feeling more emotionally based than doctrine based? Which side comes to you naturally? I want to hear from you and I want to get to know you. So again, come connect with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. Don't forget to head to the show notes so that you can sign up and get them emailed directly to you so that you have the questions in front of you to be able to work through and process. And until next time, don't forget, challenge the way you think and you will change the way you live.